Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the 14th verse of the second chapter of St. Paul's letter to Titus. Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. On Wednesday, we had occasion to ask ourselves what basic attitude ought to characterize our Lenten journey this year. And on the basis of Hebrews 12, verse 1, we suggested that we are to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Our text today suggests the purpose for that perseverance, for that endurance, for that patience, and that steadfastness. Our text suggests that we become zealous. You've got to be serious. Students at Concordia Seminary and faculty and clergy of the Lutheran Church and Missouri Synod should become zealous, fanatic, bug-eyed. What in the world is going on here that we should become zealous? Granted, there is room for caution. A quick examination of the use of the zealous and its cognates in the New Testament as you bounce in English between zealous and jealous. And even then, you have to look at the context to find out whether this is a positive or a negative quality that is being referred to. And there is much in the New Testament that reminds us that this is precisely not the attitude God would have his people to bear. After all, it was Sadducees who became very jealous and urged that the disciples should be arrested. In the great psalm of love in 1 Corinthians 13, St. Paul reminds us, love is not jealous. And when St. James talks about cleaning up our lives, he says, we are to root out all bitter jealousy. And St. Paul says to the Romans that jealousy is not to be mentioned among God's people, who instead are to put on the Lord Jesus.